This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Kia ora Hawke's Bay and welcome to Volunteering Vibes, the show where we celebrate the people who make our region stronger, kinder and more connected. I'm Tracy, your host, and today we're marking a milestone that means a lot to our whole community. This year, Volunteering Vibes turns 20. That's two whole decades of connecting people who want to help with organisations that need support. Two decades of building community, strengthening relationships and creating opportunities for people to give back. June also sees National Volunteer Week, an annual event dedicated to the incredible people who give their time, energy and passion to make our place a better place. And the absolute cherry on the cake is that 2026 has been designated International Year of Volunteers by the United Nations, a global celebration recognising the essential roles volunteers play in building resilient, inclusive and thriving communities. So we're going local, national and global. We're sharing the impact of volunteering. So stay with us. We've got stories, reflections, inspiration and practical ways you can get involved. This is Volunteering Vibes, and today we're talking about the power of people helping people. Now, 20 years is a long time in the life of any organisation, but for Volunteering Hawke's Bay, those years have been packed with growth and change and thousands of meaningful connections. When we first opened our doors, the mission was quite simple: make it easier for people to help. There were community groups doing incredible work, and there were people who wanted to contribute, but the bridge between them wasn't always clear. Volunteering Hawke's Bay became that bridge. Even in those early days, the vision was big, and the community responded. People got in touch wanting to help. Organisations reached out needing support, and steadily the network grew. Over the years, Volunteering Hawke's Bay has matched thousands of volunteers with opportunities across our region. And behind each of those people is a story, a reason they volunteered, a moment that inspired them, and a connection that changed some people's lives. Now, we support organisations of all sizes, from small grassroots groups to regional branches and national services. This depth and range of opportunity offers the chance to get involved with everything from recycling to emergency response and everything in between. This is organised volunteering, and it's what most people think of when the subject comes up. But when you take a moment, you realise it's bigger than that. So much bigger. Maybe you've taken care of a neighbour's pet while they were away, mowed a lawn, or helped out as part of your Duke of Edinburgh Award, school service or William Pike Challenge. This informal volunteering is happening all around us every day. A recent national volunteering report tells us that 53% of New Zealanders volunteer. Now, that's an increase than the last time this report was published 5 years ago, so that's great news. And whatever form your volunteering takes, the real magic isn't in the numbers, it's in the relationships. It's in the way that volunteering brings people together. As we celebrate 20 years, we're not just looking back, we're looking forward, because the next 20 years will be shaped by the volunteers who step up today. So as I mentioned earlier, the world is celebrating volunteers, and this year is International Year of Volunteers, recognising the essential role that volunteers play in our communities. Now, here in Hawke's Bay, we know the power of volunteering firsthand. We've seen it in times of crisis, when neighbours help neighbours, strangers become friends, and communities come together to rebuild. We've seen it in everyday acts of kindness from our community to our community. Now, the UN's message is clear. Volunteering isn't just a nice thing to do. It's a vital part of how society functions. It builds trust, creates opportunities, and supports well-being. It helps communities respond to challenges, whether those are environmental, social, or economic. The International Year of Volunteers is a chance to celebrate that impact, to recognise the people just like you who give their time, and to encourage more people to get involved. And here in Hawke's Bay, we're proud to be part of that global movement. So stay tuned to hear how simple acts really can make a difference and how you can get involved.
You are listening to Radio Hawke's Bay's Access Media Station, where we give you a voice. The views and opinions of these podcasts are of a personal nature and lived experiences. They are a reflection of the individuals in our community. If you wish to have your story heard, contact info@radiohawkesbay.org.nz.
Welcome back. You're listening to Volunteering Vibes, brought to you by Volunteering Hawke's Bay, your local volunteer centre. Now, Volunteering Hawke's Bay are proud to be amongst those leading the call to highlight and celebrate the incredible work that's going on right here in Hawke's Bay. Maybe you've nominated or voted for one of the 24 finalists for this year's Excellence Awards. We put out the call and you responded, nominating amazing individuals, incredible organisations, enabling the good stuff to happen. And this year, we're shining a spotlight on our rangatahi, who are out there leading by example. The finalists were selected and the People's Choice voting launched. Hundreds of votes poured in. It was quite the thing to watch. Nominees, finalists and winners will all be celebrated at our 20th anniversary and Excellence Awards night later this month. Thank you to everyone that has made this possible. Don't forget to check out our socials for news on this and so much more. Volunteering has a ripple effect. One act of kindness inspires another. 1 hour of service can change someone's day. Because behind every volunteer there is a journey, a moment, and a reason, these stories can begin simply and quietly. Like the retired builder who finds himself missing the sense of purpose that came with work. They've got the skills, they've got the time, and they want to stay active. They sign up for a local repair cafe, and now they're fixing toasters and mending chairs and sharing stories with people who appreciate their craftsmanship. They tell us it's the highlight of their week, not just because of the repairs, but because of the people. I also want to tell them that this work has put over $4,000 worth of items back into use and not into landfill this month alone. Now, how about the young person who arrives in Hawke's Bay, unsure of where they fit in? They don't know many people and they're trying to find their place. Through Volunteering Hawke's Bay, they join a community garden. Now, at first, they're nervous, that's to be expected. But soon, they're laughing with people from all walks of life. They're learning new skills and they're building friendships. They tell us that volunteering didn't just help, it made them feel at home. And let's not forget about the high school student who came to us needing service hours for school. They're volunteering at an animal rescue centre where they discover a passion for animal welfare. They learn how to care for animals and work in a team and how to advocate for causes that they believe in. Today, they're thinking about studying veterinary science, and it all started with volunteering. Now, stories like these aren't rare. They're happening all around us. And they're a reminder that volunteering isn't just about giving. It's also about receiving. It's about connection, purpose, and community. Now, I can hear you saying, well, what difference can I make? And I would say to that one volunteer can spark a whole movement. At Volunteering Hawke's Bay, we get to see that in action. It starts with a desire to meet a need and ends up with tens of thousands of product or produce saved from landfill and redistributed to exactly where it's needed, locally, filling homes, filling bellies, filling hearts. You could make a real impact to tackle social isolation, which is having little or no meaningful social connection, and loneliness, which is feeling disconnected, even if there are people around you. Now, these two things sound the same, but they're quite different situations. But both of them aren't just sad, they're harmful. Harmful to our health, and they even shorten lives. There are a raft of ways you can help. supporting women going into work with a new wardrobe, clothes and confidence, bonus? Or how about piloting a trio bike, helping folks get out and feel the wind in their hair? And then there are local refuges or night shelter, making and delivering meals and baking to those who need a boost. Baking and breaking, we've got the lot. We are honoured to shine a light and share the stories of incredible people who give their time and touch lives. If you've ever thought about volunteering, even for a moment, or you're just a bit curious, now is the perfect time to take that step. Come on over to www.vhb.org.nz and find your fit. Now, as we celebrate our milestone year, one thing is clear. Community isn't something we have. It's something we build together. To every volunteer out there, thank you. To everyone thinking about volunteering, I encourage you to do that and start your journey today. To our friends here at Radio Hawke's Bay, thank you for making this show possible. You can listen to the huge range of incredible programming they have on offer at www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. This has been Volunteering Vibes. Thanks for listening and keeping the volunteering vibe alive.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.